The high school you see before you at 70 Mulberry Street was designed by Charles B.J. Snyder, superintendent of school buildings of the Board of Education from 1891 to 1922, and the same man who designed PS1 that we viewed earlier on Oliver Street. Completed in 1891, this was the first of many that Snyder designed and built. One of the innovations in PS23 was the basement auditorium. It marked the first step in the movement to provide community centers and neighborhood meeting halls within school buildings. Following the outbreak of World War II, a draft office opened here in the basement. Newspapers reported that in October 1940, the first day of operation, men lined the sidewalk outside. The building is like a stone and brick fortress with an imposing corner tower. At some point, the upper portion of the tower was lost, and the attic floor and cornice were replaced with a full story. The full floor addition is noticeable by the change in brick color. The rough-cut brownstone base features arched doorways and carved medieval motifs. Above the orange brick facade is broken by paired windows, allowing fresh air and sunshine into the classrooms. The windows of the tower stair-step upward, following the course of the interior stairwell. An account from 1905 described the mix of immigrants represented in the student body. We have in public school number 23 today Italians, Germans, Irish, Poles, Russians, Turks, English, Scotch, Greeks, Syrians, Welsh, Austrians, Egyptians, Swiss, Galicians, Lithuanians, and a few Americans. Yes, it is queer, but two or three American families of the old stock still cling to the old sixth. Gaining an education was important to the immigrant families, but earning money was vital. Hours spent in school were hours that children were unable to spend bringing extra money into the impoverished households. Therefore, Public School 23 remained open into the evening hours, so pupils could go to work during the day and go to school at night. The evening hours also provided an opportunity for immigrant adults to learn better English and other skills, including keeping house, cooking, and dressmaking. By the last quarter of the 20th century, New York's Chinatown had engulfed Charles Snyder's groundbreaking building. It ceased being used as a school and in 1980 was renovated, originally for use as the Chinatown History Museum, and now serves as the Chinatown Senior Citizen Center and the Chen Dance Center.